first came to my attention, and then I discovered that this is something that has arisen with a vengeance over the last couple of decades, and that a lot of people I know don't entirely understand how these concepts work. As such, both the outline and the presentation today reflect something of a work in progress, and Alan and I will be posting an amended outline within your briefcase within the next 10 days or so to reflect a couple of other cases and some of the discussions we've had putting this together, because we think this is something that it's worth your taking some time to understand, even if you are not, like the balance of the presenters today, people who labor in the not-so-peaceable kingdom of litigation. I think that these concepts are still important to you, and you ought to be aware of them. So what are the concepts we're here to talk about? Well, when I first came down to this program, which would have been, you know, over 20 years ago, we just had LLPs and LLCs in Texas, and we were all getting very excited about the fact that we now had something that was taxed like a partnership but accorded all of the members limited liability without going through the problems that arise when you set up a limited partnership with a corporate general partner. And everybody wondered about whether members of an LLC would really be free from vicarious liability for the obligations of the partnership. And